Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. The Earth does not speak in words, but in the multilingual tongues of its children. The whispering winds through the barren branches, the chalky gasps of withered grasslands, and the hollow groans of the once mighty oceans. These are the whispers of Gaia, our Earth Mother, as she endures in a silent scream, a planet in unquestionable peril. The scene of our tale is surreal, a canvas painted with the broad strokes of environmental oblivion. But this is no fiction. This is the reality of our times. As we traverse through the ravaged wastelands, we observe nature's archives. Skeletal forests stand as morose monoliths to green times long gone by. There, a dimming sun casts long shadows over a crumbling testament of wild abundance, lost to the voracious consumption of her ungrateful offspring, humanity. The once bountiful seas now choke with plastic veils, floating like the forgotten shrouds of a funeral procession for marine life. The specters of extinct creatures drift in the murky depths below, echoes of a vibrant life snuffed out by a wave of apathy and greed that has swept across every continent. How did we arrive at this juncture? Where the ominous cadence of thundering glacier calvings dominated over the chorus of chirping birds and buzzing insects. Where the symphony of life was muted by the unending cacophony of machines, harvesting what can never be replenished, climate change, a term once debated, now universally accepted, is not a burden our planet bears alone. Its impacts are inextricably linked to the social fabric that binds all humanity. We tell tales of climate migrants, the new nomads in search of habitable land, as once fertile grounds turn to dust in the harrowing grip of what can only be described as Earth's fever. Meanwhile, in cities, the air hangs heavy with regret. Poisoned pollutants claw at the inhabitants' lungs, stealing whispers of life with every toxic breath. Skies that once held the promise of endless blue now suffocate beneath a cloistered ceiling of smog, the sickly yellow sun a disturbing reminder of what was once pure. In the guise of stirring entertainment, we must confront truth. These are not the chapters of some far-flung future E. These are the tattered pages of our current existence, the present narratives we weave each day through action and inaction alike. Yet even as ecosystems collapse and species vanish, a quaint notion persists that technology will deliver a deus ex machina, an 11th-hour savior to our self-authored tragedy. But as ye sow, so shall ye reap. Technology has been our tool and our terror, and now it seems it will not be the panacea for the poison we have spread. The whispers grow louder, a tempest of unanswered cries. Will the oceans continue to brim with the detritus of our indifference? Will fires continue to rage through homesteads and habitats, an arbiter of severity in this game of survival? Our narrative progresses with extraordinary challenges and catastrophic events across every chapter. But there is a twist within this unwritten story. It is the power of the pen, the silent majority that might yet script an end that, while not happy, at least changes the course from extinction to existence. Stories provoke, tales inspire, but above all, actions confirm. The moment to act was yesterday, the second choice is now. Let these words not only entertain and incite, but ignite a commitment to change, to breathe life into the whispers of Gaia and transform them into choruses of restoration and renewal. We stand at the precipice, witnesses to a world existing within the echoes of what was and what yet might be, should we decide to heed the whispers of Gaia. Let the silent outcry of our planet guide us from this dystopian reality, not toward utopia, but toward survival, the only true narrative that should matter.